Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is better than 1,000 months. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, the one who is the most merciful, the most compassionate, who has honored us in Ramadan with the last 10 nights, and who has made within it a night that is better than 1,000 months. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any partners. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send your blessings and peace upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe the taqwa of Allah and to make the most of your remaining days and nights, to seize the opportunities of spiritual blessings that are present in this season of worship. And may glad tidings come to those who seize these opportunities and who draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who take advantage of these moments before they pass, and who ascend the ranks of taqwa therein. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the real provision that will last, that will come with us even unto the next life, the life that lasts and is enduring, is taqwa. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And take provisions, but indeed the best provision is taqwa, and have taqwa of me, O you of understanding. Ya ulil albab, O people of understanding. Here we are in the last days of Ramadan, and as this month is announcing its departure, with most of it having passed, we should be cognizant and aware that what remains is the best of it. What remains is the seal of this month, and we should strive to make the seal one of musk. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He honor us in the conclusion of this month with His maghfirah, His forgiveness, and His pardoning us, and that He bestow upon us His mercy and His rida, His pleasure, and that He make us from those who are granted salvation and granted freedom from hellfire. And brothers and sisters, one of the treasures from these last days that we should all strive to attain is to attain unto the Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that this night is from the most noble nights. And that He says, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Qadr, He says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed we sent down this Quran during the night of decree. And what can make you know what is the night of decree? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit, i.e. Jibreel, descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. Salamun, peace there is until the emergence of dawn. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as gems are often hidden from people and required to be searched for, we have been tasked to search for this precious night. And the preciousness of this night can be testified by the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun two noble surahs with its mention. Surah Al-Qadr, as we just said, and also Surah Al-Dukhan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicated an entire surah to elucidate its virtue. So the one who attains unto this night is truly blessed. And what does it mean to attain unto it? It means to dedicate and enliven the night with worship, to give ourselves to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reference to this night being greater than 1,000 months, which amounts to approximately just over 83 years, being more than the average lifespan, is to indicate, as Imam Malik rahimullah narrated, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown the lifespans of people before him, and it seemed as if the lifespans of his ummah were shorter and smaller in comparison to those of others, and it was a form of compensation, as if, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to this ummah Laylatul Qadr, wherein a night is better than 1,000 months, hence ensuring that their actions therein will supersede the lifespan of most people. And so this is a night that is greater than the lives of most people if they were to dedicate this night to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what is tasked from us is that we approach this night with iman, with faith, and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr out of iman and expectation of reward will have all his previous sins forgiven. And it is a night in which to encourage us and to bring about this sakina, peace and salam, this sense of tranquility and peace all around us, entails that this is a night in which the noble angels and the angelic hosts from the highest of the heavens, from the low tree of the utmost boundary, descend, and their numbers are so vast, their goodness so abundant, their blessings so plentiful, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-malaikata tilka layla fil ardi aktharu min adad al-hasa," that the angels on that night are more numerous in number than the count of pebbles. And amongst these angels is the greatest of them, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the trustworthy. And he precedes these angels. And what do the angels do? They come and envelop the believers. They pray for the believers. They surround those who remember Allah. They say Ameen to the supplications of the devout. They convey their salams to the obedient. They speak about their deeds and raise their deeds to the heavens. And so in this manner, we want to ensure that we have the requisite istidad, the readiness to be allowing for their company. That we not be people who have rancor in our hearts, bitterness in our hearts, given to arguing, given to violence, given to grief, given to forms of grudges and disputation. For when the hearts are full of grudges, this entails that the blessings return back from where they come. So we want to ready ourselves with our hearts, ready ourselves with our devotion. And we want to dedicate this time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anything else besides. And we dedicate this time to make dua. We make the dua that is recommended. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afa fa'afu anni. Or as jama' fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the most forgiving and you love to forgive, so forgive us. And afu has in it a meaning of mahu, to remove, to eliminate, and from that we have prayed that our sins are eliminated and that we can return back with this purity of hearts through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than that, we hope that this nafs al-ammarah bis-su, this egoic state that many of us are afflicted by, can be eliminated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become those who are radiya mardiya, those who are pleasing and pleased too, and pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a reminder to the brothers and sisters as we come to an end of this month, is that for those of us who pay zakat in this month, this is a beautiful moment to pay your zakat. And all of us who have responsibilities with regards to our families should be paying the zakatul fitr before the Eid prayer, for this is that which purifies the fast from idle speech, and its intent is to provide food for the needy. As a point of knowledge, the zakat al-fitr traditionally is estimated to be approximately 2 kilograms of the predominant food of the people of a locality or place. And in monetary value here in the UAE, it's estimated to be 25 dirhams per person. So we hope that each and every one of us is able to complete their fast in the best of ways, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِتُكْمِنُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may complete the prescribed period and glorify Allah for guiding you and that you may be grateful. So, O Allah, make us from those whose fasts and whose prayers, whose qiyam and whose tilawatul Quran you accept. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us deliverance from the fire. Allahumma jinnna min an-nar. O Allah, protect us and give us deliverance from the fire. O Allah, make us from those who attain unto Laylatul Qadr. Make us from those who attain unto the great reward therein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us that which is good in this world and good in the hereafter. And make us from those who enter into Jannah, paradise with the righteous. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for your forgiveness. We ask you for your clemency. We ask that you accept our ibadah in this blessed month. O you believe, seek his forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.